Sinbad meets his friends, and he tells them all about his adventures. But after some time, Sinbad is not happy in Baghdad.
I want to go back to sea.
He tells his friends. A week later, Sinbad leaves Baghdad on a big, tall ship. He's very excited.
It's time for some more adventures.
He tells the captain. The ship sails for 3 weeks. But one night, there's a storm. The ship breaks here and there, and it must land. In the morning, the ship arrives in a new country. Sinbad sees some people. They take Sinbad to their king. Sinbad tells the king about his wonderful adventures. The king listens carefully.
You're a lucky man,
he says.
You can make us lucky too. You must marry my daughter.
Sinbad marries the king's daughter in front of the king and all the people. A year after the wedding, the king's daughter becomes ill. A friend talks to Sinbad quietly.
Be careful. When a woman dies in this country, they bury the husband with her.
He says.
What?
Cries Sinbad. The king's daughter becomes very ill, and in the end, she dies. The king buries Sinbad with his daughter. He also buries lots of jewels with them. Sinbad is now far under the ground. He closes his eyes and he waits to die. But suddenly, he sees an animal near him. It's a big, strange, black and white animal. Sinbad puts lots of jewels in his bag. And he quickly follows the animal through the ground. When Sinbad comes out from under the ground, he meets some sailors.
I'm Sinbad the sailor,
he tells them. The sailors are surprised.
Sinbad? But Sinbad is dead,
they say.
Well, I'm not dead now,
Sinbad says.
And I want to meet your captain.
The sailors take Sinbad to their ship.
Are you Sinbad? Sinbad the sailor?
Asks the captain of the ship.
Yes,
says Sinbad.
Then sail with us and tell us about your adventures,
says the captain.